The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Oh, what up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog, Woof Woof McElroy.
What's up, Chooms? It's me, your sweet baby brother, fucking Chrome Jock, Psycho, Griffin McElroy, Griffin Zap. McElroy.
Did you say Chrome Jock Psycho?
Yeah. I'm a fucking street samurai Chrome Psycho jockey, Trav.
Deck jockey. Why
the fact you don't know that makes you a real gonk.
Hey.
Makes me a what?
Why have you been shredding through so much ice lately? Why are you such...
Baby, you know me. I'm a jockey, and I gotta get chipped with the new shit. I was cruising down Dog Street.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday with my tubes, and I saw this ad in the scream sheets for a real psycho fucked up ripper doc down in tiny Kyoto. And so I cruised down there because I'm always trying to get chipped with the new shit. And I was flush with Eds from this gonk I zeroed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I zeroed a gonk and I clept his Eds, took him to the fucking psycho ripper doc I found in the scream sheets. And he was like, what are you looking for? And I pointed at my crotch.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, third nut? And I was like, no, the other way. I was like, I want you to zero zero my seed for me.
Clear my cash.
He got in there. He fucking bumped the RAM on my Sandevistan and put some new launchers on my Mantis blades. And then he severed my VAS deferens.
Completing trifecta.
And now look at me, guys. I'm glowing.
Yeah.
I got all the new bio mods available. I gotta be at the top of the line when I live on the edge.
Now with your overclocked penis.
It's more, Travis, about the underclocking.
You underclocked your penis.
I took a look at some of my benchmarks,
uh-huh,
and I said, there's one of those in particular I would like to reduce to zero.
Mm.
Yesterday this was, that I was...
Took out all your RAM?
Dog Street. I unloaded, and I miss it. Oh my God.
So what, you're 24 hours post?
Yeah.
Just about 25 hours post as the crow flies.
How has the recovery process been? What's the heaviest thing you've
looked at? As funny as you think it's going to be. It's like nonstop nut humor that you're like, is also a moment that you're in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the moment lasts for a long time. But this is it, man, guys. This is the martini shot on the whole generation of McElroy creation.
Did you have them put in the fake testicles for you like they give dogs?
They didn't, as far as I know, because I asked afterwards, which was embarrassing. I was like, so what did you just do? Well, I knew what the end game was.
Griffin.
Yes.
When you asked what they just did the doctor say something like, don't worry about it? Or like, it's done now, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, my doc was super chill. He was like, you're going to feel it. He was like, you have to feel it. which I thought was weird. He was like, you're going to feel it a little bit. And I was like, you really can't just pump it so full that I don't feel it at all. And he was like, it's normal to feel it a little bit. But he said, don't bear down. That makes it harder. He said, just kind of take that moment and make space for it. Griff, which Griff, I thought
you
was
mentioned
cool.
Just a second ago that your doctor for your vasectomy was super chill. Considering the procedure was you allowed it to continue, I would assume that's understood. Because if he had come to you like, well, here goes nothing.
First time for everything.
Yeah, right? Like,
I can't believe they're letting me do my first one by myself.
Hey, you don't have a spare hand to hold this scalpel, do you, pal?
He gave me a bit of a hard time during the
actually,
first...
Actually, the reverse is supposed to happen.
He gave me a soft time, but the first nut was hard, was difficult for me, and I was sort of doing some heavy breathing, and I got a little nauseous, and I was like, is it normal to feel like really nauseous right now? And he was like, yeah, for nervous guys.
Well, but he also read you like a book then, Griffin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he also had my scrotum spatchcocked on the table in front of him, which is a real power dynamic that I don't even think he took time to... stop and consider.
That's why you have to like wear a cool mask or something so you're intimidating him while he's intimidating you.
Well, I had on the sunglasses that pop out of my cheekbones, which was first OGs.
Oh yeah, was that an expensive one?
There were some old head freaks there too who were getting some prostate OGs, and I was like, hell yeah, dude, don't ever give up. With the kind of body work we're able to get now, none of us ever has to die.
That's true. Did they give them to you in a jar afterwards for you to take home?
I was, dang it, Travis. I was just about to ask that question.
Goofs aside, so there's no, and you guys have both had this done, I know. So there's, I still got them.
Yeah, we don't want to, are you worried that people might listen to this podcast and take it as medical advice?
Yeah.
I still got them, but he did leave, you know, they go in and they take a little bit of the tubing out. Yeah. And he just left that on the sort of operating tray after
flopping,
he was like,
around.
He said, chill here for 5 minutes. Yeah, he poured a hot broth over them and they writhed on the tray. I was like, that's a chill dude, man.
And then you ate it for vitamins, right?
No, Travis, no. No, you're going to give people really misguided ideas about what this procedure is like. You do not consume anything.
They don't
I'll
make
tell
you
this.
Anything.
Here's the good news. Anyone listening at home, getting a vasectomy, whether you never want to have kids or you're done having kids, rules. Because then after that, when someone's like, you guys ever think about having another one? You could say stuff like, no, that factory's closed. Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out. That factory's done.
If you want to be fucking weird.
If you want to be like the weirdest possible about it.
You what guys know me.
Insane thing to ask. Mind your own damn business.
That's also true. That's also a good way to go.
I'm going to start wearing shirts that say, don't ask me about my vasectomy.
Read this pamphlet I've printed out.
Hey, Griffin, if you want to start selling shirts that say that, I think that we could make a really nice business.
Actually, yeah, that's actually
I don't
want to
talk about my vasectomy today.
We could, if there's a
don't
tiny,
ask about my vasectomy.
A tiny please at the top, but it's just very, very little please. Don't ask me about it. I don't want to be too aggressive about it.
Please understand.
I'd rather you not ask me about my vasectomy.
There might be people who buy that earnestly, wanting to get that message across, but it's going to attract a lot of people who are going to be fucking jokers about it and think this is a joke t-shirt, probably bought it. Spencer
we'll make the don't really big then. So it'd be like, don't ask me about my vasectomy.
I feel like Spencer's Gifts, I went from, I realized this at the mall this week. There is an inflection point where I thought I was too young to go in Spencer's Gifts. And if I got caught in there, someone would be like, get out of here. This is grown-up stuff. Look at all these butts on this postcard, kid. Get out of here.
Sure.
And now I definitely feel too old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if I went to Spencer's, I'd be like, get out of here. This stuff has Charlie XCX on it. You're not allowed to be in here. And so I don't know if there is a point where anybody's allowed in Spencer's.
21 to 23.
I think there's 16 and 17. You're one of those two ages where you're old enough to drive, but too young to vote, you can go into Spencer's Gifts.
Oh,
and
okay.
There.
Here's what I think. I think that everybody feels that way, or else it's not Spencer's.
That's true. Because if you look in your heart, if you're someone who walks into Spencer's Gifts and you think, I'm not challenged by any of this, lock yourself in prison.
If you're not getting pushed out of your comfort zone, it ain't a Spencer's.
Yeah, you or you're a monster.
Spencer's is next to your comfort zone to the left of Auntie Anne's.
What if cyber fucking psycho body mods became like reality? I bet Spencer's Gifts would definitely become a big, big player in the space.
Oh, yeah.
In the chrome space. Give me a torso plate with Demon Slayer guy on it,
please. I would like to transition from this discussion to our first question because I think it's germane, if we could.
Please.
I'm in a standstill traffic in Atlanta right now, staring at a trunk with a hot pink truck nuts hanging off the hitch. Can you please tell me why only balls? Don't dudes care about the size of their noodle rather than the size of their balls? Am I missing something? What happened to this truck's noodle? So this person is just asking about truck nuts.
Now, I wanted to get your guys' read on this because I have an assumption about the
why it's nuts and not the
full package. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'd love to hear your theory.
My assumption is the truck represents the dick. That the truck is the dick, cool. And the balls hang off the back to indicate this is my truck dick.
Well, and I also think there's a suggestion that a truck probably has an internal dick, like one that, like a dog, like it can come out. And I don't want to get too gross and blue about it, but I think anyone, also with the shaft, okay, here's the bumper of the truck.
Yeah,
the nuts are hanging.
Yeah.
Is the shaft on the front of the balls as we're seeing it, or is it going this way? If the truck's headlights are its head, and then you followed it down and there would be balls, the shaft would not face the car behind.
No, it's on all fours, though.
It would face the front.
The truck is on all fours.
Okay.
You never see a truck walking on just two wheels.
No, Travis, I understand that, but if you went downward dog right now, would your shaft hang on the back of your balls? No, man.
No, it would be on the front, kind of pointing down, that you would still only probably see.
So I think anyone who just expects, maybe the shaft is there and you just can't see it because you're behind.
No, the truck is the shaft.
Okay.
You sound so wild right now. You know that doesn't make any sense.
Why are the nuts the only anatomically correct part of the truck?
Well, I assumed you were indicating, like, this truck is a metaphor for my dick. And so here are some literal balls.
But then in the metaphor, I'm inside my dick driving it, going crazy.
It also would imply just on a scale difference.
Yeah.
My truck nuts are a prescription. I like to have my balls out all the time.
Yeah.
And I had trouble getting into vehicles. Even structures were a challenge for me because I didn't want my balls view to be obscured at any point.
Yeah. You need balls.
Truck was really hard for me, especially truck cab, because I feel like I needed that behind me to carry all the baggage I had.
Let him finish, please.
Okay. Thank you. You're sounding a lot like my doctor right now. I know you don't mean
Yes, please. Go on.
Yeah, thank you. The doctor said that maybe I could attach these artificial nuts to the back of my truck so I could always be displaying my scrotum.
Uh-huh.
It's modeled exactly on mine. It cost $18,000.
Oh. Whoa! Did you do like a plaster cast kind of like epoxy?
It was neoprene. Yeah, it was, and the truck nuts themselves are held on with a neodymium magnet that actually is helps to charge my cell phone.
That's amazing.
Whoa, that's cool, man.
It's rare earth is in layman's parlance.
If you're someone with truck nuts, out of respect for your truck, you probably like tuck them away if you're going to do like some mudding or off-roading or
that's
whatever.
That's illegal,
right?
Actually. If the cops catch you and you have magnets on the back of the truck nuts that let you swing them up out of sight whenever you're in a precarious social situation, that's illegal. You're not allowed to do
that. I would just feel terrible just letting my truck's nuts bang around like that and like hit rocks and get all muddy and stuff.
You can't see this image that we have, friends, but this on the back of this truck, in addition to these, I gotta say, pretty big truck nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, even for like, I know I don't like to comment on people's genitalia, but like, those are pretty big, I feel.
They're Optimus Prime. Yeah.
There is something on there on the truck that says call for a free estimate. And I think that is pretty.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good to not only have truck nuts, but here is a phone number where you can call me directly at any point to discuss these nuts. You know exactly how
this is a this is a work vehicle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't see the area code, or I would have got an answer on this already.
Correct.
I just call them up. I'd like you to estimate why you why you have those.
Could you estimate your where's your truck, Dick? Just estimate it for me.
Is
please.
The truck that? Can you estimate if the truck is the dick?
Is and the you're truck driving, the dick, or is it internal?
Are you driving inside the metaphor of your truck, Dick?
The shaft is actually coming up underneath the tailgate. It's been squished. It's caught.
Not again.
Yowch!
You can actually see a little rubber man sticking out of the truck bed like,
Not again. Poor guy.
That's happen cool. again.
Ugh. That's
I see,
cool.
I see Blondie's repeating strips. Dagwood got his nuts stuck in the truck again.
I'm going to start making truck, like, arms and, like, a truck shoulder and maybe, like, a truck knee and just slowly kind of metamorphosize.
Yes.
Slowly metamorphosize the
truck.
I want
a hereditary brand truck daughter for my passenger window.
Yeesh. Yeesh. The dick isn't funny. The balls are the only funny
that
part of
true.
What's going on down
a dick
there.
Is very serious.
Dick is gross and weird.
Balls I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go that far. Bodies are beautiful. But dick is a serious matter.
Compared to the bottom part of it, it's funny and like it rules, man, down there. Hey, can I
the whole situation is awesome.
The whole stuff is so cool. I have an idea and it's for a segment. And it's like WikiHow, except Cynthia sent this in. WikiHow does a lot of other stuff other than just silly articles.
Oh.
Written by well meaning amateur artists. They got games, and this one is the Riz game, Test Your Riz.
Huh,
and I thought let's knock it out, wondering how much Riz you actually have, calculate your Riz score, and find out whether you've reached peak Rizzler status with our interactive game. I don't think you can say Rizzler status. I think
yeah,
I should have gotten
I actually
status
think
on that one.
Rizzler has been co-opted by the Rizzler so hard that only the Rizzler gets to be the
Rizzler. Is that something multiple folks can be? Are you saying that was a title one had to earn through a series of like,
I only
tasks?
Know of one. In my house, there's only one, the Rizzler.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He's friends with Big Justice and AJ, so like...
Yeah, there's the Rizzler, the Onceler, and I think that's it. I think there's
and
just
Baby
the Gronk. Two.
Sala salu.
So this is a literal like little text parser quiz where you actually type in your answer. So I thought we could like come up with the best answers together. I don't know how they grade this. It's probably not AI just because it's WikiHow and they only have
graded
like,
by like a professor. What are you talking about?
It's possible, but I don't know how
essay questions.
I mean, it can be an essay if we want to write an essay, but that would probably not be great audio. So let me hit you with this. You come across one of these dating profiles. What's your opening line? We got Rebecca, 25, creative director at WikiPicky. So here's my story. I'm a teacher by day and a wannabe Reiki master by night. A native Oregonian, I couldn't live without my daily barefoot walk in the dewy morning grass. If you asked my friends, they'd say I'm a typical Libra with Aquarius tendencies. Or Michael, 28, he's going to University of Colorado Boulder. I'm a competent, passionate, and funny person. I teach Taekwondo and do stunt work in films and television. You know all those times you see a naked man butt on screen? Yep.
Is it Rizzler to be like, pass?
Oh, that's cool. I kind of don't hate that. Swipe. Pass next.
Swipe whatever direction means you don't like it. I'm
swipe
sorry, I got married
it,
in 2005. Okay.
Yeah, either one of those people I'm sure is special for someone, not for
yeah.
me.
Oh, we could also do this. We could be like, Rebecca, you should hit Michael up.
Oh, yeah. You two would get along great.
That is a cute pairing. I wish I could pick. Yeah.
He teach Taekwondo, and you know the butts you see on TV? Go for it.
Hey, Griffin. I think you stumbled on something really good. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
A killer version of those apps would be like, I would do the dating apps if I didn't do the dating.
Shit,
I just
yeah.
saw people, I'm like, ooh, that's what I
cool,
got to
man.
Do it.
Yeah.
Can I do that? They don't need AI for that.
No, trust me. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
AI would not get it right. Because AI would be like, they both
it.
Like Seinfeld. Kiss, kiss. And yeah, you know,
it.
Like,
I'll
there's
do
more
it.
Shit.
They just got to tell me
everything.
Man, I'll take it a step further and pay for the like premium version, and I'll like Impractical Jokers in your ear tell you what to say on the date.
Fuck yes.
Please.
Or alternatively, after you do the matching, those two have to get married at first sight. We'll be there every step of the way to help them through this challenging romance journey.
We'll de Bergerac their whole marriage.
Their whole beginning to end. It's like you're The Sims, but real life.
You're calling someone you're interested in. How do you make them smile?
I validate their feelings.
Validate their feelings.
And I listen and don't try to fix their problems.
He's just talking a bunch of nonsense.
What?
Okay, so I just wrote everything Travis said.
Am I going in on cold approach?
Yeah, make them smile, Juice.
Hard neg early.
My next is going to be asking them about their day and be smile actually interested, but...
Defensive smile.
Defensive smile. Okay, so far I have...
Hey,
I
got, a smile's a smile.
Okay, so I got validate their feelings and listen and don't try to... Just kidding. Hard neg early. A smile is a smile.
even an next. Uncomfortable...
We're on the next one. What's your favorite question to ask on a first date?
I don't think that accurately. I think if Travis and I could workshop that a bit, we could have.
Well, that would take too long. So
yeah, Justin, when you're on the date, you don't have time to workshop.
That's true. But that's why we're taking a quiz, right? And not on a date.
What's your favorite question to ask on a first date?
Let me remember 15 years ago.
What I would ask my first date the same question I ask all strangers. What food could you eat the most of?
That's pretty good.
Do you eat the most of? They're going to be confused by that. Can we like flesh it out with like, for instance?
I guess you could say like, what food could you eat win an eating contest of? Because that's usually if people need more clarification.
That's I like that.
Could you win an eating? I mean, do you have an answer locked and loaded for this?
Yes.
What?
Yes, obviously. You think I'm going around asking people that without having an answer?
Nachos?
Munchos. Huh. I like 4 bags of munchos. I don't care.
The amount of oil.
Justin, you're a fucking rebel, dude.
I'm a lunatic. You don't know what I'm capable of. You know what else? You know what my real answer is? I just changed it.
Yeah.
Because I'm hungry. Peanut butter pretzels.
Oh, holy shit, dude. Yeah, dude. I drained a bucket of those the other day.
If I could get like a Novocaine shot that would like numb my jaw to any kind of jaw pain, fuck, there's no stopping me with this.
Okay, right. I would need some sort of
pretzel.
Cindy and I were talking about this, and she got mad at me because I said I just need some way to keep my mouth wet. She said, "Don't say that," and I was like, "But I mean,
we have to acknowledge,
you know what problem. I mean, right? I just got to keep my mouth wet."
Yeah,
somehow
it is the human condition that we spend every moment of our life balancing the dryness or wetness with our mouth with food or drinks, and pretzels throws that shit
always looking when you're perusing for snacks. It's actually like this is this time-honored American tradition where you're like going to the gas station and you're like, so what snacks do you want? And then you look at the snacks for a long time. You just want peanut butter filled pretzels.
Yeah, man.
Because they taste
all
good.
You want.
Tastes
go
good.
Get them.
Fills you up if you need
fills
that.
Protein.
Fills you up.
Get good for
protein.
The gym.
So I'm going to, hold on. Let me.
Type that all out.
What food could you eat the most of? What food could you win an eating contest of? Munchos or PBPs? So thirsty good. Next. You see your gym crush working out. How do you make the first move?
Don't.
That's a quick one. And I agree and we'll move right on. You spot someone cute in a cafe. How do you approach them?
Is this seat taken? Is that...
You're pointing at the seat they're sitting in.
No.
Griffin. Serpentine.
That's the best approach?
Mean?
Yeah, that's the approach. You got to go in veering back and forth. They can't see you coming. And then
you're
next to them like...
Serpentine. Daytime. Maybe slice the pie.
You're
that's next
good.
To them on the same side of the table?
Watch your angles. I could show you guys the image... can you screen share in Riverside?
Yes, yeah, click share.
If you look, actually, it does look like a man is kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of doing a little solid snake.
It looks like a two-way mirror.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is completely different. This is a completely different question than the text would imply. The text says, you spot someone cute in a cafe. How do you approach them? Absolutely fair. But... in the image, what becomes clear is that you are outside the cafe, and the person is inside the cafe.
Ding! That's door swings different. Open. Hey!
That's different. It's not a girl shop. You can't. Like, right? Like,
they are reading a book, which is the universal sign for, like, I would like to be left alone.
Okay, so how do you approach them? Go the opposite direction.
Yes, if it's meant to be, you'll meet each other. Write your phone number in a book. They like books.
Wait,
sell
for
the book at a nearby.
Serendipity. Wait for serendipity.
Yeah,
it'll happen. Keep your
grades up.
Stay prayed up, and just wait.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up. Yeah, sorry. I should be putting that at the end of each of those. It's your partner's birthday. What thoughtful gift do you give them? Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to waste one of those on our fucking podcast. Nice nice try. Like, I'm going to turn one of those into a joke and not an actual thing I do.
I'm going to give them time away from me.
Oh, that's sad.
With their friends, yeah.
That makes me sad, Trav.
Yeah, it's sad, man. You're better than
what?
That.
You're better than that. It's blue collar comedy tour. Like, you're better than this.
Yeah, here's
your Hey, guys, I'm clearly not, or they wouldn't need the day away from me. You know what I mean? I can be a lot.
Oh, man. Prophecy, yeah. Yeah, it just hurts to hear it. Makes me sad to hear it.
The picture shows flowers, so just say flowers.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Write flowers, like in the picture.
I mean, the thoughtful thing implies that I'm thoughting about them, and I can't thought about them in this hypothetical situation.
A specific thing for their specific tastes.
Yeah, you know, like it's something they'd like.
They should make a shop where you go in, and then there's just like a billion flowers to pick from, and it's like you're at the Lego store or at Cold Stone. And then you can put a bunch of different flowers together. And you can take those and be like, I put a lot of thought into it. I picked each of the flowers in this thing.
There you go. I think, too, man, let's put some of those internet sleuths out there to go work. I wish I could go into a store and give them, like, all of Justin McElroy's socials. And then be like,
yes.
In 20 minutes, give me, like, a list of recommendations for gifts that
saying,
Justin
like
would
like. Are you saying, like, a private detective gift
advisor?
That's so good, Travis.
Yes.
This sucks. You know why we're never going to be rich? It's just this stupid fucking podcast.
Yeah, we're giving it away.
If it weren't for this dumbass podcast, 80 times in my life already, I would have picked up the phone and be like, Travis, you're never going to believe it. We'd never have to work again. And then it's like, that's it. We're rich.
Flowers
Like those two blind brothers on Facebook all the time?
What?
That could have been us. We're brothers.
What are you talking about, man?
Two blind brothers. It's a clothing company. They're brothers also, but they got rich. We did this stupid show.
We should have done that.
I'm not on your algo juice. Your algo is your blade that you crafted.
This is a well-known clothing. This is just...
Okay.
This is a well-known thing.
Okay.
Okay, I got flowers like in the picture, customized to them like at Cold Stone Private Detective Gift Advisor. I lost the plot.
No, you nailed it.
You're in charge of the next date. Where do you plan to sweep them off their feet?
What do you do to sweep them off their feet? That's easy. You're going for the ankles.
Go
you want to go like a leg kick or maybe like a shoulder throw too would work.
Get the waiter to kneel down behind them for a classic bully's push.
I love that. The classic bully's push.
Dude. Can you even imagine the first time? It was probably like 1780, and there was a kid who was like pushing his friend, but another friend was tying his shoes behind him, and it was totally an accident. But those two looked at each other like,
whoa.
We've really stumbled on something.
That's how
powerful.
We bring the big kids down.
Benedict Bully,
smaller kids,
you nailed
work
it.
Against them.
Okay, last
I would
one.
Actually say that trick, I don't think of it as a bully shove, right? I think that is like a David and Goliath style technique.
Oh, it's the way to take out.
Get a big guy.
Well, it would be like David and Greg and Goliath. You need a couple Daves in there. Your partner is having a bad day. How do you cheer them up? Last one.
Hold them.
Why? I just slipped them off their feet. Why are they still so sad?
Hold them comfortable, Travis.
I said accountable, but
accountable.
Comfortable
for their sins.
And then comma, make them comfortable. I would like them to be comfortable while they're accountable.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing some reflection. And
Griff. Sorry, quick sidebar. I would like to reverse the clauses so that they are comfortable and then you hold them accountable for their sins.
Because I feel balance. Like
the accountability is going to flow a lot better if they're already physically comfortable.
You want them to let their guard down before the accountability starts?
If the accountability happens,
while you
then the
hold them accountable for their sins. Okay, cool. All right. Let's see how we do.
Okay.
Got an Amex ad. I'm not going to sign up for one of those. This is my reward, according to this ad window. Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
We got a 22 out of 100. Your Riz is terrible.
On what metric? I got to see a little bit more context.
Leah, I'm sure that they have the learning breakdown. No, I mean, they just said, have you interacted with a person before? Your responses came off as confusing and at times rude.
What?
Just because you don't understand something doesn't mean it's confusing.
And now you're talking about it. So tell me whose Riz is bad, computer, because you're still thinking about it, computer, trying to understand it. That's Riz, baby.
This is the number one thing that computers should not be telling us how to do.
Talk to
humans. Can we agree on that? Like, there's nothing... We can barely figure this out, and we got like 1,000 supercomputers. There's no way that a computer should be telling me about Riz. It's the last human frontier.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell a computer how to seduce another computer.
Yeah.
It's the Riz. That's what separates us.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're selling these lines.
I saw Battlestar Galactica, man. They can Riz with the best of them.
They Riz pretty hard, dude.
Well, you just did an incredible impression of the XO while you're doing that.
Yeah, I know where the Cylons are. They're rizzing everywhere. Riz. My spine glows all red whenever I get a boner.
That's my next og.
Let's take a break.
A hog og.
Next time I og my hog, I'm getting that glowed spine stuff, baby.
If you are in the market for a holiday gift for someone you love or maybe just yourself, I'm going to stride out of the shadows and take you by the hand and say, come on, we're going to Aura Frames because they are a fantastic company, voted actually the number one digital frame by Wirecutter, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
I'm glad you do, Trav, because it's 100% true. It's a great gift because you can set it up beforehand, even if the person's not super tech savvy. You can plug in their Wi-Fi info, all that stuff before, and then after you give it to them and plug it in, you can shoot them pictures from all over the world using the Aura app. Right after you take them, you can just zip them over to your friends and family's frames. The person doesn't have to know a lot about technology. They just have to love seeing new pictures of you. It's a great way to keep people in the loop.
I don't often give guarantees like this, but this is a Travis Mike guarantee that an Aura frame, there's almost 100% chance that you're not going to accidentally eat it. That's huge.
True. That's true. You're almost probably never going to eat these. Save on the perfect gift.
They don't look tasty. They don't look like
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless you have a picture of
food. Oh, shit.
Save on a perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com. Buy two in case you eat one.
You'll get
$35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Mat frames by using promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. This deal is exclusive to listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
For real. God's honest. The fucking scream sheet I went on to find this Ripper Doc, guys, for my modification was in fact ZocDoc. I did go on ZocDoc.
More like
and I said,
Doc. I'm so sorry. Listen, ZocDoc, if you're listening, I'm sorry. My brothers, my family, I've decided to take some time off to reflect on my choices. spend some time with my wife and kids. I'm so sorry for everything I've done. I'm just going to live here in this moment.
We're all in this moment, aren't we? You've all made us part of this moment. You've trapped us in this moment, like the jaws of an antlion.
Yeah.
I've already done an advertisement, and I'm not going to do your guys' work for
you. Dude, it is not about the work. I was revved up and ready to go. ZocDoc was listening. The fucking boss of ZocDoc was like, yes, they're going to do one, actually, like, with very present experience. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. And what sucks is, like, at this point, he now has realized, like, he got excited. He's like, wow, a 4-minute ad? We're really getting our money's worth. Like, at this point, he's realized.
Oh,
like,
I hope someone told him. Yeah. ZocDoc is a place you go to find medical practitioners for whatever you need in your area. And then you can find out if they're, like, in network for you. And then sometimes you can just book your appointments right fucking there on the app. I said, I am looking to sterilize, baby. And ZocDoc was like, here's your guy. Catch you Tuesday. First I had to do a consultation. But then I did. Anyway, I found the guy on ZocDoc. I found most of my medical folks, my team, as I call them, here in DC on ZocDoc. Because it's really, really easy. And if you live in a big city and you struggle to find that, you should do it too. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, click to instantly book an appointment. Talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, eye care to skin care, and much more. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments.
And again, I'm sorry, ZocDoc, if you're listening. Again, apologies.
And that boss was probably like, well, at least they'll get through the call to action without interruption. No! Stop putting off those doctor's appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com/mybrother. Travis, anything else you want to say?
No, just anything again. Else? Just again, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depression Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations, happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you. Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Austin.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
How about another question?
Please. Yep.
My fiance proposed to me at the local tree farm while we were there picking out a Christmas tree. He had everything planned and put an incredible amount of effort into making it perfect. He led me to look at a specific tree he had already picked out ahead of time that had a scenic background and a sunset behind us. Of course, I said yes. But brothers, how do I tell him? I hate the tree.
Fuck.
That's from Pine Proposal Pickle in the Palouse.
You've already... Shit, man. Can we just lay out sort of a blanket? This is obviously, we've been doing this for a long time. We have a lot of kind of like best practices when it comes to writing a question to Mabim Bam. I think a question you should ask yourself before you submit anything to us is, by sending this question into Du Bois, am I creating or otherwise dramatically extending the paper trail of this quandary that I am stuck in?
Right.
Because that's true, because now we're complicit.
We're complicit. Yeah. You have tied our hands, our hands behind our own backs to say anything except, well, he's going to find out.
Yeah.
He'll find out at some point, and you might have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for these darn kids.
And you know,
if you voluntarily emailed your issue to.
If you had sent this email in like 3 weeks ago, like, my boyfriend keeps coming home smelling of pine, and I'm finding like wedding ring receipts everywhere. I think he's going to propose to me at a Christmas tree farm in front of a tree, but I want to make sure it's a good tree. If it's an ugly tree, I don't know what to do. Then you would have had options.
I think the bigger question mark for me that I don't know, besides the fact that, like, is there a picture of the tree?
No. No. None was included.
Interesting. Okay. So, other than that, I would ask, man, I thought I was going to sneeze. God, don't you hate that?
I'm so
Holy
sorry.
Shit, man, for real? Yeah. I thought you were having an emotional like,
I thought you were having a tiny heart attack.
I thought I was going to, oh, man.
No, so, you just, like, touched your chest in a way, and I was like,
you touched your chest, and you like, licked your lips, and I was like, is this man about to bust teeth?
I thought you were having a tiny medical emergency.
I was
going
to bust a great sneeze.
But that was just a little sneeze?
For me, the number one question is it decorated yet or not? Because I hate decorating Christmas trees. Whoa. I'm sorry, guys. I hate that shit. There's 1,000 of them, and you have to put them all up, and then a month later, take them all down. I hate that shit. If I wanted to do this, I would clean my house.
Now,
it's just making a mess and then cleaning it back up later. I hate doing that. Okay. So if it's already decorated, fucking who cares?
If it's not decorated,
we can have a talk. We can talk.
Here's what I'll throw out, because we have artificial
trees. You're so close to the camera, Travis, and it has given the entire show this wild energy.
We have an artificial tree, and there is always a moment, there is a period of time when tree comes out of box, and you have to start spreading everything out. Where when I start, I'm so committed to, like, as I spread, it's going to look perfect. And 100%. Then I get, like, a third of the way through, and I'm like, this is
one
fine.
Of the hardest ones to explain to the aliens, I think, is fake tree to look like real tree. And they're like, why would you ever have real tree in-house? Like, I know.
But I do the same thing.
That's because they don't know about the fluffer process.
You got to fluff it.
Every year.
I only ever fluff the bottom third, though, giving it a sort of flirty Farrah Fawcett kind of flick at the bottom.
Farrah Fawcett flick?
Yeah, man.
I also wear work gloves now when I do the fluffing process. I learned that.
Yeah, work gloves and long sleeves are a must for fluffing.
Fucks your arms up otherwise. So fluff it. Have you not? Well, it's a real tree. You can't really. It's harder to fluff a real tree, huh?
Is there a good side to it?
What?
Is there a good side to the tree that maybe if you display that side?
Is there a good side of the marriage? That's the better question.
Well, is there a good way to spin this whole stinker of a situation of like. It's not reflective of the future love we share. It's funny,
actually. If you
find
the good side, though, that's a good story to do at, like, you know, the wedding reception where you're like, you know, just like Derek, at first I thought this tree was a real garbage heap. But then I found a way to kind of fix it.
The secret, I think, to a happy marriage that I think this is actually a really good time to learn this.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah, man.
Now, here comes that emotional moment, Griffin. This is it.
When you feel something that you feel like might make the other person feel pain
or
discomfort, and this is really, I guess, with every relationship.
Oh, he's trying.
The trick is, I think, as you get older, you learn, the trick is to make yourself not feel that. You know what I mean? So if in your marriage or friends or whatever it is, if you think, like, if I say this about the tree, it would hurt them, and you know that's true.
Right.
I think the secret is to look deep down at yourself and change that feeling.
Sure.
So as to not make others, so just any other,
your own,
feel.
So you're saying, like, your own needs and wants and, like, stuff that'll make you happy.
It doesn't always
have
to be that.
They're only needs and wants before you change them. Do you understand, Travis?
Now they're just memories.
Memories. It's a different guy.
Stuff I liked once.
Right?
I will say, Juice, if you could, and we're recording this, which is awesome, because this is an energy you're going to need to channel when we're in the boardrooms of the investors for our matchmaking Get Married at First Sight app. If you can bring this heat, we're going to be batting 1,000 in a way. And soon,
my brother and me feel different. You know what I mean? It's like, it's
together.
Together. Feel different together.
It's huge. Yes. Yes.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I've never seen the transformation before.
But I want to munch.
Squad.
My cape is draped over the side of my chin.
It's a beautiful cape.
It makes it look like I have a growth. Hello.
Very velvety.
It is, and I don't remember seeing those band leader buttons.
Podcast.
You sound kind of sick. Are you okay?
They're epaulets, Griffin.
I'm sorry. Do you have walking pneumonia, Dracula? Count Donut? Oh, sorry.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within the podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. My name is Count Donut. Today I'll be speaking to you about a new offering.
This is very professional.
Thank you.
We don't normally get this kind of Shark Tank presentation.
Well, yeah, usually you fly out of our brother's chest.
I'm coming to you. I feel a little bit out of sorts, and I'm going to be leaning on you to provide some much-needed context for me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'll do what we can.
I'm going to share a picture because I think it communicates much more quickly. This Christmas season, but not yet. Oh. This Christmas season, every who down in Whoville will cry out woohoo because they had Krispy Kreme's no collection, and so could you. There's a mischievous Grinch who likes cookies and who likes cookies and cream, and Cindy Lou Who is a Merry Berry Dream. Our fan fave Santa Belly is back and bursting with cream.
Did you see Mary Grinchy Berry Claus, like the former judge on Great British Bake Off?
Meet Grinchy Claus with sprinkles red and green. We're getting Friday, November 29th for a limited time at participating Krispy Kreme shops.
Wait, before you show the image, Count Donut, can I make a guess? Two of them will be like really well detailed and themed. One will be sort of themed, and one's like really phoned in.
A color that is typically associated.
Well, how interesting. Let me summon up a picture of them to see just how far off the mark you could possibly be. Not at all.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
The answer is exactly.
These shitty donuts made me laugh, and then it made my body hurt. That sucks, dude.
Santa Belly is a red one with a belt across. There's three glazed just for the fucks of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just for the... We all know what that one tastes like, right?
Now, I am curious, Count Donut, which of these sort of makes you the most kind of hungry... Vis-a-vis kind of like consuming
I will answer your question with a quote. And then more talking. It's from Dave Skinner.
Who wants to celebrate Christmas with Krispy Kreme? Our Merry Grinchmas donuts are guaranteed to make even the grinchiest grinch smile, said Dave Skinner, Krispy Kreme Global Chief Brand Officer. At Krispy Kreme, you're a sweet one, Mr. Grinch.
So, guys, who is this Grinch? Who is the Grinch?
Okay.
Who is the Grinch? Everyone is... I only know of Santa, and then there's a man who looks like him, but he's a Grinch.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he's a Grinch. I think he's the Grinch.
I don't think there's not more than one Grinch. There's just the one. So I do think you would actually enjoy this character a lot, Count Donut. He lives in solitude.
I love this.
At the peak of a mountain, he plays an organ.
He's old money.
I think.
Try to find a mountain these days. Impossible. He's old money. I love this.
He was grandfathered into the mountain. His parents laid him there in an egg. He came
rent
out.
Rent controlled.
Sort of a rent control. But he plays the organ and he really resents all of the stupid villagers.
Yeah, the commercialism, really.
The commercialism, but he also just doesn't like the people very much.
He hates Christmas.
He does hate that.
This is my... What does he do?
What's the story? He commits grand larceny.
He steals the whole fucking town. He steals the whole town.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Who apologizes?
This is a great... This man sounds like a, this Grinch. It sounds like a great criminal.
Well, it's actually pronounced Grinch. Grinch. It's pronounced Grinch.
Grinch. It's he lies to children. He Grinch. Sneaks in through.
Is this right? Yes. Grinch.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And Grinch.
Can you say donkey for me, Count? Just out of
donkey.
Yeah. Whoa. That sounded like it was one of those like how to pronounce this word videos like on YouTube.
I used donkey. To watch those to fall asleep.
Donkey. So
I never know which words would be like that.
So the donkey. Grinch is written from the point of view
step stool.
From the point of view of who apologists who are yes. like the Grinch doesn't understand Christmas, the Who's really do, he steals stuff from them, they sing, and he learns the true meaning of Christmas. But really the whole problem was their houses were filled with dumb shit that they yeah. were giving each other and playing with at Christmas. And then he kind of reminds them about the real meaning of Christmas.
Wow. The story sounds like a mess. Why does Santa allow him to operate?
Amnesty.
He's trying yeah. to turn yeah. a blind eye.
The Grinch is a confidential informant, so he gets away with a lot of stuff because narks to the cops.
Whoville's also so small that you could fit it on the head of a pin. And so if Santa Claus tried to intervene in any way, he would absolutely obliterate the entire like world that they live on.
So if I went to Dave Skinner, Krispy Kreme, and I said, David, why are three of the donuts plain? He would say, it's like a Grinch joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's what they would tell you. It's like a hilarious Grinch joke.
Well, one of the donuts is also, from what I can see, a chocolate donut with kind of Christmas-colored sprinkles.
Two of them are this.
An
two
absolute, in the 12-pack. Like, turd of white frosting, and then it appears just like a plastic Grinch on it.
It's probably not plastic, but yes.
It's probably, yeah.
probably pressed.
And you're not going to tell me that every time you order one of those Christmas tree donuts, that one of their donut technicians is setting down to intricately do a curved, perfect Christmas tree every time.
That's the job. I am still curious, Count Donut, if you want to chomp in. I know you don't like to eat donuts, but one that is a sort of simulation of a man's torso.
No, thank you. I feel like the Santa belly full of goo is so sad. It makes me unpleasant to eat it.
Would you rather eat the head of the Grinch?
I barely know this man now. I can't talk into his
Wait,
face.
Wait, do you prefer to eat people that you know well?
I don't wish to eat any people. I just drink their blood. If you eat the people, they don't make more blood.
That's beautiful. That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
On December 12th, Krispy Kreme will continue to spread holiday cheer with the return of its annual 12-12 Day of Dozens offering.
12-12 Day of Dozens.
Okay, I see. Because it's on 12-12.
$1 original glazed dozen when they purchase any dozen at regular price.
There's no way you're making money on that Krispy Kreme.
No way.
No, unless they're just selling sugar and butter, in which case they're doing okay.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Justin, you're back.
Hi, how's it going?
Wow, usually there's more fanfare.
Wow, there's some really delicious donuts on my screen here. Let me click these off because I'm getting too hungry.
Justin, say step stool.
Step stool.
Whoa!
It's backwards,
I knew it.
Do you remember when Justin had that electricity accident?
Yeah.
And it switched some of his stuff around backwards?
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Here's the deal. We'd normally record longer, but it's December. Okay? I got senioritis.
It gets darker earlier these days.
It gets dark early. That means I have less daylight for podcasting, and the show's over.
And every time I laugh, it hurts downstairs.
And for some reason, I am extremely sweaty, I've been wearing a fur-lined cape.
Griffin, I want you to know, with that in mind, I've tried to be really not funny this episode especially.
Crushed it. I appreciate that
Thank
so
you.
Much.
I was really, like, tamping
How
down.
Long ago did you think he got it done?
A couple months ago, right?
It was to now about 25 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, my God. I got so many goofs stored up. Next episode, I'm coming in hot and heavy.
So do I. I got a lot of goofs stored up.
Nice.
I don't think that's actually how it works. Again, I went into this whole process filled with nothing but kind of blind faith in my brothers that they were like, you got to get this hack. You got to get this mod done. And I did.
You could watch the Candlelights special if you missed it. I hope you liked it if you watched it, but if you missed it, you can go to bit.ly/camlightstickets2024. You can still get that VOD through January 4th. And all proceeds from that show and merch related to it are going to Harmony House, which works to end homelessness in the Huntington area through permanent housing and supportive service programs. It's a fantastic organization. Sydney works there. We've supported them for a really long time, and they really, really could use your support. I was literally upstairs before this getting together some winter coats to take over. It's tough. So if you anything you can do is really, really appreciated. bit.ly/CandleNightsTickets2024.
Also wanted to make sure y'all know we're not going to be doing new episodes of Sawbones, Wonderful Schmanners, Adventure Zone, or My Brother and Me December 24th through the 30th, taking that time off for the holidays. Also want to let you know, so Champions Grove 2025 packages are on sale now. Champions Grove is the event that I did last year and it went so well, we're doing it again. Get together at Ravenwood Castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio on Memorial Day
weekend. It's fun.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin. Get some creators together. We're going to have Jason Charles Miller, Danielle Radford, Katie Osborne, Paul Foxcroft, Tybee Diskin, and Jasper Cartwright. They're hosting games and doing different activities with everybody.
You can put me on a poster about it if you want.
Oh, maybe.
It's fun. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Try it. It's fun.
But those packages are available now. There's only a few left, so don't miss your chance to get them.
Shit. Man, Griffin looks like he's looking at the devil's nudes.
Yeah. Okay. Feeling bad, I'll wrap up real quick. Go to championsgrove.com.
No, not so quick. You're going to make it bust. Please slow down. No,
I love I'm so happy for Champions Grove. Yes. And I desperately want people to know we got merch 20% off dice all through the end of the year. And you got to get that Fungalore stuff if you want. 10% of all proceeds going to be donated to Harmony House. Also, don't forget about that.
I've got
to Montaigne. Thank you, Montaigne. Also, you're so choice.
Justin,
so
I just want to say that I feel like throughout this episode, I've been a little overly loud and aggressive. And I think it's because the idea that by making my brother laugh, I could also make his nuts hurt has filled me with a sense of power and wonder.
Urgency.
Urgency. Yes. Urgency, Travis. That's the word I've been looking for.
This is this episode caps off our fucking Cornetto trilogy of vasectisodes. This is vasectisode number 3.
Complete the fucking trail, dude.
You scared this Mountain Dew UPC. You can unlock vasectisode 7.
New from Lego, vasectisodes. Put yours together today.
You'll never capture the vasecta crystal. Vasecticons, we're all out.
No two Vasecticons are the same. Mix and match with your friends.
He's removing my truck nuts.
Stop. Do the fucking wish.
Okay, Justin, read the wish. Griffin and I will do the sound bath.
Sorry, I'm looking for it. I just saw it. I wish Columbo was in every detective show. Yes, I'm including House.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.